Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Adoration to you. Thank you because you still sit on the throne. You are still the king of the universe. There are no difficult situations with you. Thank you for answers in this service. Thank you for solutions in this service. Thank you for blessing in this service. Lord, all eyes are on you. Let your word come true to each and everyone. Let somebody hear your voice this morning. Let somebody know what next to do from this service this morning in the name of Jesus. Let everything that you have ordained for the year be fully accomplished even as we enter this new week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For all you do, we vow to give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A believer in the house, a louder amen. Well, the amen can be bigger. Please, the loudest of amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. Welcome your neighbor to the left and right. Just tell them compliment of the season. You're welcome to church. Hallelujah. Please celebrate the Lord with a clap offering as much as you can. As we take our seat in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. 2025 is still your year. Somebody say it's still my year. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for the theme of the month. Somebody's wondering. We are 21st, just about 10 more days to go thereabout. How come the theme of the month? It's still coming now. Remember, for us in this commission, we do nothing except we are commanded. God is not tired doing. That's why he's not tired speaking. And every time he speaks, it's because he wants to do. Mark 16:20, and the Lord was walking with them, confirming the word. With what? With signs and wonders. So the word, again, for this month shall be confirming your life. Amen. The theme of the month, again, to remind us, is success is in succession, is my birthright in Christ. Amen. Amen. Would that be your birthright also? Yes. So say with me, success. Louder you can, success. In succession is my birthright in Christ. The loudest now, success in succession. Is my birthright in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. As we behold him as in a glass. It says we are changed into the same image. From glory to what? Glory. That will be your testimony. So me from glory to glory. Even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. As a young youth, or will I say teenager, came across a book, then having heard from our Father and the Lord, and I read that book as a young man by Michael Schuller. It said, success is never ending and failure is never final. That was one of the mentality that ruled and continue to push our mind. I'm reading it with Napoleon Hill. Think and grow rich. Amen. Power powerful books, classic books. Our path in Christ is ordained to shine brighter and brighter unto what? The perfect day. Proverbs 4:18. So we are going to be sharing a word as part one of this prophetic drive or prophetic team titled, There is No Close Case with God. I thought somebody would say amen. Say with me, there's no close case with my God. Say it louder and let your enemy hear. And in the name of Jesus, that case will not be closed. Martha said to Jesus, if you have come by this time, my brother would not have died. John 11. You see that, verse 32, verse 37, verse 39. My brother wouldn't have died. But by this time, he stinketh. So, case closed. Hallelujah. And then Jesus said to her in verse 40, John 11 and verse 40. John 11, 40, please. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said to her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. In other words, I have not closed the case until you close it. Praise the Lord. If thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. Many of us are familiar. That was one of the greatest miracles ever done. That Lazarus that was dead for 4 days came back to life because Jesus stepped in. There is somebody in this service, Jesus is stepping in for you this week. Yeah. Well, the one that believe it are saying a louder amen. Yeah. A fall does not connote an end. Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be light unto me. Is that somebody's testimony? Say with me, when I fall, I shall arise. The louder you can, when I fall, I shall arise. You see, you are not a failure until you say so. You must understand that failure is not you. Failure is an event. Failure is what? Failure is what? Now listen to me. There is no great man on earth that have not failed once, including the person talking to you here. Well, I don't count myself to be great, but the fact that I'm talking to you, I've failed plenty of times. Praise the Lord. Do you know what it takes for you to have 34 people in the class and you are the 34? Some of us are like that too. We got reports of such. Yeah. But thank God, because there is no close case with God. Don't close your case because God has not closed it. Psalm 34 and verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord. Somebody say, but the Lord. Every time you see but, it means the first statement is about to change. But the Lord. But the Lord. But the Lord. Delivereth. That word, it didn't say deliver. Deliver it, meaning present continuous. Is the deliver, he will deliver, he will deliver it and continue to deliver. Deliver him of them all. Somebody say all. Louder you can say all. In verse 20, say, he keepeth all his bones and none of them are broken. Hear me and hear me very well. No matter the tight corner, In the name of Jesus, your eyes will not see shame. The believer in the house will say a loud amen. I say your eyes will not see shame. Your eyes will not see shame. So even the righteous are afflicted. Say, but I'm serving God. Why is all this thing happening to me? No, it's not new. Even the righteous are afflicted. Let me show you some few examples here. Number one is Moses. Many of us are familiar with Moses. Moses failed woefully before he triumphed gloriously at the end. Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 to 15. This man tried at first instance. He failed. He killed somebody. He became a fugitive. Went in hiding for almost 40 years until God located him. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 3, verse 7, verse 10. God stepped down and said, Moses, you thought you were a failure, but I can see a mighty prophet in you. And I'm raising you to go back to the place you failed. You fix it, you get it done, and you complete the work. Are you catching that now? This man went back and did mighty things. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 1, God said to him, I'm going to make you a god over Pharaoh. That is the thing that was godding you. I will now make you to god it. Somebody say, believe in amen. Now look at verse 7 of that same scripture. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible told us that this man was 80 years. First call means 80 years. After 40 years of being in oblivion. 80 years. I'm not sure there are many 80 years here. So your case is not closed. I say your case is not closed. Can you hear me? I say your case is not closed. In Deuteronomy 34 verse 10, the Bible says, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses. You want to compare prophet, don't compare them to Moses. Are you getting that now? Others hear God's voice. Moses see God face to face. That was a man that was tagged a failure. I don't care where you fail. In the name of Jesus the Christ, the God who rewrite the story of Moses will rewrite your story. Please, you can say a loud amen and receive it. We are all familiar about Abraham, our father, the father of faith, who got the promise at 75. And everything around him was looking like it was not going to happen. Hallelujah. But the Bible told us that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God. Romans chapter 4, verse 18 to 21. You can put that there. The Bible says, who against hope, he believed in hope. Romans 4, 18. Who against hope, he believed in hope. Lord, I am still hopeful. I'm not hopeless. My case cannot be closed. To him that is joined to the living, there is hope. That he may become the father of many nations, according to that which I was spoken, so shall thy seed be. The Bible says in verse 19, he was not weak in faith. He did not consider his own body. He did not focus on the situation. He did not focus on the negative statement. He did not focus on what was going on social media. He focused more on God. The Bible says in verse 20, he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He changed his focus from the situation to the solution. He changed his focus from the situation to the solution because God was his solution. So he began to praise the solution. And before you know it, the solution that he celebrated, he attracted. Because whatever you don't celebrate, you won't attract. He became the father of all nations. Everybody today will claim the blessing of Abraham, two of us. In Genesis 24 verse 1, the Bible says God blessed Abraham in everything. Somebody say everything. Louder, you can say everything.
The loudest you can see everything.
He said, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord have blessed Abraham in all things, including what was said to be impossible. As your faith comes alive in this service, I want to decree that same thing that has not yet happened between now and 10 days before this year will wrap off, the God of all possibility will make it to happen.
A believer in the house is saying a louder amen. A believer in the house is saying a louder amen. A believer in the house is saying the loudest amen.
Number three testimony was Isaac. Isaac was grievously resisted. They resisted him. You see that in Genesis 26. You can read from verse 16 all the way to verse 33. They resisted him. The country resisted him. Why? Because they were envious of him. Are there people like that? Just because you told them you have a job, the way they are responding to you has been negative. They resisted him. He dug well, they went to close it. He dug another well, they went to close. I don't know what you have tried this year. You tried one, it didn't work. You tried two, it didn't work. You tried three, it didn't work. Are you catching what I'm saying? Listen, that it did not work does not mean it will not work. It went on. By the time you read, for instance, you read verse 14, the Bible said, this same man became awesomely unusual. Verse 14, please. Unusual. Look at what happened to him. He became strong. He became mighty. He was so blessed of God. The Bible said that the Philistine envied him. Possession of flocks. Possession of arms. Great stores of servants. Why? Because he will not be tired to keep doing what is necessary. Never close your case. Those who pity you will still come and envy you. Are you catching what I'm saying? Those who pity you will still come and envy you. Those who pity you will still come and envy you. These are not psychological statements. These are God's word. These are God's word. Many of us are familiar with the story of Joseph. Time will fail us. With all his dream, yet everything was going backward. Everything. At a time, he was said to be dead. They went to go and meet the father and said he has died. True of us? They lie his death. They printed his obituary. Who is it that speaketh and it cometh to pass? When the Lord have not spoken. Let me say this to you. You may have dreamt and you saw yourself in a coffin. That's not you. That's your enemy. Am I speaking to somebody here? Listen to me. It was the same thing that happened to Joseph. They printed his obituary. They went with a sign to his father. This is a sign to let you know he has died. Are you catching it now? But who is he that speaketh and it cometh to pass when the Lord have not spoken? I don't know what they said to you, but the word of the Lord said something different. He said, I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the word of the Lord. It says, with good old age, will he satisfy me? Are you catching that now? With good old age, will he satisfy me? Are you catching that now? I said, with good old age, will he satisfy me? Somebody hearing the sound of my voice, I decree that every sentence of death over your life and your family, that sentence is averted this morning. That sentence is averted this morning. That sentence is averted this morning.
It went from death to slavery. From slavery to prison.
Well, I like that. From prison to palace.
Because many are the affliction of the righteous. But the Lord
He does not only deliver them, he brings them to where they are meant to be.
Romans 8 and verse 28. He says, all things work together for good.
Kaluka parade. Ten klanosk and bring the hezia galaya.
To them that love God and to them that are called, that told you, you are called. You are a child of God. Are you not a child of God? Let me ask your neighbor, are you a child of God or you are not? So that we can know. Because we are not talking to a, ask your neighbor, are you a child of God or you are not? Tell your neighbor, if you are a child of God, all things is working for your good. Ask your neighbor, why are you not talking to me? Are you afraid? You can talk to me now. Are you a child of God? Yes or no? If yes, my neighbor, all things is working together for your good. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And before the year ends, it will still end for your good. Shout the loudest amen.
I like this. Look at Genesis 41, verse 38. Genesis 50. I want to read this. Verse 18 and 20. This is to encourage somebody here. The Holy Spirit told me to read this one. I just took note of that. He told me before I came. He said, read this one. It's for somebody. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be your servant. Don't forget, he dreamt a dream. When he was a teenager, 17, that they will bow before him. That is in Genesis chapter 37. Now, Genesis chapter 50, they told us that he came to the throne during the age of 30. How many years? Almost 13 years later. Too many Christians give up too soon. They now bow down before him. But that's not where I'm going. This is where I'm going. Move forward, please. Verse 19. And Joseph said to them, fear not, for I am in the place of God. I am in the place of God. You were pushing me to slavery. You never know that you were pushing me to the place. If you didn't sell me, I won't come here. Look at the next verse. Then he went and put it and made it clearer for them. Put the next verse, please. The Holy Spirit told me to read this one today. He told me. He said, this one is not for everybody, but for somebody. But as for you, you thought it for evil against me. But God meant it unto good to bring to pass as it is this day to save much people alive. What the enemy meant for evil concerning you and your family, God has turned it around for you. God will turn it around for you. God will turn it around for you.
Take your seat if you can.
That's the back. What does that mean? You are the front. It means you are the front. If you are not a backbiter, are you getting that now? You won't be. So if you are talking, it's because me, I'm at the front. Let them talk. Let them talk. Oh, if you fail, they will talk. If you succeed, they will talk. If you are short, they will talk. If you are tall, they will talk. If you smile, they will talk. If you don't smile, they will talk. So you might as well be doing the right thing. Be doing the right thing. Be doing the... Because some people don't understand how life works. You don't react to people, you respond. People want negative. They thought, for instance, that Joseph would just call them and say, all of you die. Joseph just smiled. I said, well done for pushing me this way. You were pushing me to the place of God. Are you catching that now? Every challenge is pushing you to your state of championship. I had our father in the Lord said many years ago, the food of champion is challenge. He said, you must enjoy challenges. Enjoy it.
You can never see a champion that don't have a challenge. Never. The food of champions is challenges. The more the challenges, the more the championship. Don't you see it? Can you say to be a heavyweight boxer? If you're a heavyweight boxer, what must you do? You must box many people. Two of us? You must box many people. You must go through many people and box them down before you become heavyweight. It's not heavyweight by mouth. It's not heavyweight by mouth. So the challenges that you are facing now, listen to me, it's not new. It's not new. It's not new. Somebody say it's not new. It's common. Thank you, Father. I see God changing our story. I see God changing our story. It was said about Job. Many of us are familiar with him. Spiritual man. Job chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. No sin. No issue. A pure man. A man that eschewed evil. Even Satan came to Jesus. Came to God. Verse 7, verse 8, verse 9. He attested to the perfection of Job. Yet, he was still afflicted. Yet, Satan still came for him. So please, stop looking at yourself as a victim. You are not a victim. You are a victor. You hear this? If you are not a person of interest, Satan won't take interest in you. If you are a non-entity, Satan is not interested in you. But because you are a celebrity, that's why Satan is interested in you. Satan is afraid of your success. He's afraid of your progress. He's afraid of your marriage that is about to happen. That's why he's taking interest in you. Satan is so afraid of you, that is why he wants to stop you now. And you must not listen to his voice. Satan, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. I like what Job said in Job 13 and verse 15. Hear what Job said. Job said, very powerful statement here. He said, even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Job 13, 15, please. Even though he slay me, I will yet trust him. Thank you, Father. He said, I will maintain my way before him. Why are you questioning God? He said, I will yet trust him. Somebody said, I will yet trust him. Somebody is throwing in the towel. Oh, they said, new era. Oh, they said this. All this prophet, all this thing, they'll just be saying it. No. You are throwing your God away. Job said, even though he slay me, that if it is God that is killing me, I will yet trust him. I will yet trust him. I will yet trust him. Job 42 and verse 10. Thank you, Father. I say, thank you, Father. Somebody is about to experience the blessing of Job. Everybody read one to go on the screen. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. If that will be your testimony, you can say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody like Job, something is about to turn for you this week. What are we there for learning? We are learning from all these examples that there are no close case with God. In Job chapter 14 and verse 7, the Bible says, for there is hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout up again. And the tender branch thereof will not cease. There is hope for a tree if it be cut down. There is hope for a tree. All that tree needs to do is that the tree needs to come close to the water. Please pay attention. It needs to come close to the water. It is the scent of the water that will bring about the new thing in that tree. Isaiah 55 verse 1. Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye buy. Eat ye. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 10, Isaiah 55, verse 1, verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not either, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to what? And maketh it to what? And bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and what? Bread to the eater. Verse 11, quickly. So shall my word be, that goeth forth from my mouth. It shall not return. A believer in the house is saying a louder amen. A believer in the house is saying a louder amen. Are there believers in this house? Say with me, it shall not return. It will fulfill what he has said will accomplish. This year, prophecy will still be fulfilled in my life. Please say the loudest amen. So through the power of the word, because the water is the word, so shall my word be. Any dead situation can come back to life. Ephesians 5:26, sanctify him by the washing of the water, by the word. So the water there is the word. The water there is the word. The word of God is the master key to all forms of turnaround. All forms. Psalm 107 and verse 20. He sent his word. God delivered them. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He said, arise, shine. For what? For what? For what? What changed the equation? Light. Light. What is the light? The word. The light is the word. The light of the word will change any situation in this world. If you can receive it, you can believe it, and you can engage the word and not be tired of it, you are singing a new song. I say you are singing a new song. People of God, pay attention to this, please. God's master key to success in life is his word. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall do what? Meditate therein. How long? Day and night. And observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have what? So take time with the word. Is this master key. Every other book is a book. This is the book. Is there? It said the law. The law. The law. The law. The law. Please know that the trial of your faith is working for you a greater weight of glory. The trial of your faith is working for you a greater weight of glory. The trial of your faith, there is what we call the trials of faith. John 16 and verse 33. John 16, 33. He said, this thing I've spoken unto you, that it might, you might be at peace. In this world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said somebody shout hallelujah. First Peter 1 verse 7 and 9. First Peter 1 verse 7 and 9. The trial of your faith being much precious than of gold that persisted. Though it be tried with fire, it might be found. What? Praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The reason Satan is trying your faith is to deny you of the praise, deny you of the honor, and deny you of the glory. But if you will stay on, I'm telling you the truth, your glory is coming. 1 Timothy 6:12. It says, fight the good fight of faith. Tell your neighbor, fight. Louder, you can tell your neighbor, fight. Tell your neighbor, you are a fighter. You are not a loser. Louder, you can tell your neighbor, you must be a fighter. You must not be the loser. If you don't fight, you cannot win. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand of praise.
In 2 Corinthians 4:17 to 18, he said, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. Moment. It's not for life, it's for a moment. I know you have been in it for 2 years, but it's still for a moment. I know you have been here for 2 years, it's still for a moment. I know you have been here for 2 years, it's still for a moment. I know you have been for 4 years, it's still for a moment. You are the one that says 10 years to God, it's still a moment. Please put it on the screen. And in that moment, the Bible says, is working together. What? A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. There is a weight of glory coming your way. There's a weight of glory coming your way. You are not only ending 2025 in success. In 2026, you shall be entering success in succession. Remember, in every school, we write tests to assess our next class. So the trial of our faith is our spiritual test that secures access to the next level. You are not qualified for the next level until you finish the test for this level. So see it that way. I'm writing my test. I'm writing my test. And I will write the test. If you dodge the test, you still come back and write it again. You see, many of us who are looking for shortcut, if you dodge it, you will still come back. That's why some people say, I've been in this place for too long. Check, you have been dodging. Face the test. Write the test. And write the test off. Get your certificate. Let the devil know that you are the one that won. You got your test result and you won. Don't let the devil wear you out. Somebody say, God forbid. I come with the joy of the Lord and with audacity of heart to say, somebody weep not. Somebody say, I'm not weeping. Weep not. Weep not. But rise up to the challenge by the word. Rise up to the challenge. That was what Peter said. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, we will let down our net. Luke chapter 5, from verse 5 to 8. At thy word. Jesus, I've been a frustrated businessman. Do you now say I should do it? He said, yes, I should do it. He said, at thy word, I will let down my net. The Bible says, and when they did, verse 6 and verse 7, they enclosed unto them, oh, great multitude of fish. And their nets began to break. When they did it, when they engaged it, they were not questioning the word. I thought they said it will work. I thought it would be quick. Calm down, my dear. Calm down. Stay on! Quitters never win. And winners never quit. Right. You still sing a song over that child. You still sing a song over that child. Somebody say, believe in amen. Amen. Revelation 5, verse 5 to 6, it says, weep not, for the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to open the book. He has prevailed. He has prevailed. What's my admonishment for somebody here? My admonishment is in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 to 15. That's my admonishment. As we begin to closing, that's my admonishment. 1 Timothy, please. Chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 15. Till I come, give attendance to what? Reading. To what? Exhortation. And to what? Doctrine. In other words, pay attention to what God's word say. If you are going through a challenge, find the word. This book of the law. Go back to the reading. Go back to your Shiloh notes. Some people have forgotten. Go back to the audios. Go back to the Spotify. Go back to the YouTube channel. And read the word. And hear the word. Verse 15. Verse 15, please. Let's read together. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them that thy profiting until I become a breaking new ground personified. I keep on. Stay on. Give yourself to them. In other words, dive into it. Anything you have seen, anything the world say, go for it. And don't be tired doing so. Do you know why? If you faint not, he said you shall reap. Galatians 6 and verse 9. If you faint not, many Christians faint. They give up easily. Oh, I've been believing. How many believing? Abraham believed God for a child for 25 years. Has your own reached 25 years? Keep quiet, man. Calm down. God is not fake. It's not fake. I've been waiting on God. I'm now 42. When will I get married? Go and see your mate who are 50, who are not married. You hope. You still have hope. Are you getting it now? You have hope. In Merseyside, by privilege, I did a wedding for a 62-year-old woman who got a 63-year-old young man. Now, guess what? She has never been married. Never been married. I'm not saying you'll be 63. If I say, Pastor, man, I don't want to be that. I'm only telling you that you shouldn't close your case. That's what I'm saying. Jesus is Lord. I said, Jesus is Lord. I said, Jesus is Lord. Are you glad you came to church? Are you glad you came to church? Say with me, there are no close cases with God. I'm going to read this testimony. And when I read, we are going to pray. And take the communion and believe God for some miracles. You are entering the best week ever. This testimony was shared about a week ago in Canaan, and I think we made an emphasis, but I just want to read him. He said, "The wonder-working God at Shiloh." Please meet there if you can help me. We do try and send it so that you can read. I want to read these two testimonies for you, and then you will learn lessons from them. One is from Canaan. Just this morning, felt he should encourage somebody. He said, "The wonder-working God at Shiloh." He said, "After 3 years of marriage, I conceived. A few weeks later, I began to experience several pains and was rushed to the hospital. After examination, the doctors confirmed a miscarriage. Evacuation was carried out and tests confirmed that I was no longer pregnant. I was tempted to give up based on medical reports." Please learn the lessons. Whose report will you believe? But my husband encouraged me, reminding me that nothing is impossible with God of Shiloh. Together we head on to the confession that we would not lose our child. What do you mean? They have evacuated the baby. And you said we will not lose our child. Which child? Despite terrible pains and medical report, including cysts, I stood firmly on the word of God. That's all I'm telling you today. Just the word. The following Sunday, during pre-Shiloh service, our father in faith instructed us to come with one prayer request. I went with all the medical report and made one declaration before the God of Shiloh. I cannot lose my young. My pregnancy is still intact. During the prayer section, I received an instruction to take another test the next day, and I obeyed. To the glory of God, the test confirmed a pregnancy. Dated exactly to the initial conception date. This was after a confirmed evacuation. Today, that answer prayer is 2 years old, and I've come to return all the glory to God. The testifier, Mr. and Mrs. Okeyemi. Medically evacuated. No, hold on. This one is not the one from Kenya. This one is the one from us. All right. Please play their audio. I just want you to listen. There are two scenarios with different impact. I just want you to learn a lesson and then we'll pray. Are you catching that now?
Remember?
In Shiloh, we learned what? The power of what? Testimony. We are going to be doing that a lot in this church because God has given us a sign. Please, let's play that quickly. Quickly, please.
Hold me. If I go back and just check listen. And still no heartbeat, I shall evacuate and believe that God is still God. And trusting God, you asked me if I have children. I told you I have two girls already. You prayed for me and you asked me to just serve God and always believe in God. And of course, that pregnancy, the baby was supposed to come in April 2025, I realized I'm pregnant again. I was so happy. That was a consolation that I just needed at that time, because seeing people having babies that period was kind of bringing memories to me that I just say, God, thank you. I know my baby could have been here by now, but you know best, you know better. And I don't mind, I'm still ready to carry that baby. And God did it. December 2025, 18th, my baby boy has arrived. My home is complete. I just want to say thank you, Pastor. God bless you for God. I know then you just came newly to Birmingham Church, but you created that time to call me and prayed with me. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. That's the baby, December the 18th. Baby was lost. She called in. I remember I just came in that time. And then we called back and said, whatever God would do will be forever. Are you getting that now? Now, in our own case, she lost the baby. Are you getting that now? So everything was gone. But guess what? God visited her. She was supposed to have this baby in July, she said. July or something this year. Now she lost that baby. And God visited her again the same year. God still made sure that the same year that you were supposed to have this child, God still gave her the child. December the 18th, she got that child. She sent me that text this morning and sent that baby. Can you see that? Two the same testimony, different effect. But one thing stands. They both head on to the word. Two of us, rise up on your feet. Help me ask your neighbor, whose report will you believe? Ask another neighbor, whose report will you believe? If your neighbor is not talking to you, there's no problem. Find another neighbor. Ask your neighbor, concerning your issue, whose report will you believe? Everything God has said this year, if your faith comes in the line, you are still getting it within the next 10 days. Except God lied. But God will never lie. He said, my word will not return to me what? Void. I therefore decree upon your life that prophecy will not fail in your life this year. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Within the next 10 days, there shall be commotions. Commotions of testimonies. Commotions of miracles. Commotions of breakthroughs. Commotions of open doors. If you receive it, shout the loudest amen.
Lift up your hands and celebrate the validity of the word. Father, I thank you for your word that will never fail. Your word never fails. I thank you for your word because it never fails. It will not fail in my life. It won't fail in my life this year. I give you praise and blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Please, all eyes bow and all eyes close. We are going to take the communion very shortly.
and partake of the nature of Christ to enforce our victory. Please, if you are here, you have not surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus. Jesus said, come to me, O ye that labored and an heavy burden. He said, I will give you rest. I want to let you know that Jesus have rest for you, but you need to come to him. You need to come to him. You have been too far from him. He's calling you today. You were once close and then you step back. He's still calling you today. Please give me the privilege. I just have a few moments. I call you to the front. You come to the altar. I want to pray for you. You want to say, Pastor, I want to totally surrender. I surrender it at the feet of Jesus. I have tried my best to live this life, but I can't help myself. I need God to help me. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step and come forward. He's calling you. He's calling you. You are a young man. You are a young woman. He's telling you, I love you. You come. They're already coming. Just clap your hands. Please come. 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 You are a young woman. Please come. Church, let's clap our hands and receive them. Let's clap our hands and receive them. Thank you, Jesus. Please come. Please come. It's your service. Please come. It's your service. Please come. It's your service. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. Please come. There are more people still need to come wherever you are. Please come. Please come. Thank you, Father. Wherever you are, you want to come. Please come. Please come. God bless you. You are not too young. Please come. I gave my life to Christ when I was 11 years old. You are not too young. Please come. Please come. 30 years after, I'm still solid. I'm still worshiping. I'm still getting stronger. Please come. Please come. Please come. It will lift up the body. It will help you. It will take away that burden off your life. You have done it your own way. You are not getting it. Let him help you now. Hand it over to him. Please come. Church, we can clap hands bigger and just encourage somebody wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Everyone in front, put your hand on your chest where your heart is as a point of contact. If you want to join us, please quickly join us. We are about to pray. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today in total surrender of my heart. I cannot help myself. I need your help, Jesus. I need your forgiveness. Wash me with your precious blood. Give me a new life. From today, I declare you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. And I know from now, it is forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you. Grace that I've brought you forward, that same grace will keep you in the faithful life. The burden is finally lifted off you. I decree that the help of God will come true for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for them, please. Please go with our kingdom friends that are holding the placard. Jesus love you. Let's go with them. Church, clap your hands for them. Thank you, Lord. Shall we lift up our communion element as we pray today in the service? Amen. Praise the Lord. It's our special communion service, and we are going to be blessing this communion. And as we bless this communion, my prayer for you is that we partake of the nature of Christ. The nature of Christ. Everything that is not in the Christ nature, as you take this communion, they shall be flushed out of your system. Sickness is not in Christ. It will be flushed out of your system. Weakness is not in Christ. It will be flushed out of your system. Death is not in Christ. As a matter of fact, the Bible says he has won death in victory. I decree that death will not locate you any longer. In the name of Jesus. As we partake of this communion, he gave them the communion. Their eyes were open. What your eyes need to be open for the next thing to do, I decree that it will happen from now.
This communion shall be for you a communion of high opening miracles. In the name of Jesus. And I decree that this communion become your communion of blessing. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you believe God for in this service becomes your portion. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Somebody receive that with a loud amen. Please take your communion rejoicing. Choir, let's sing his praise. Hallelujah. Just rejoice in the Lord wherever you are.
Thank you. All the many, many things you have
done. Once you have taken your communion,
I have come drop your hands to say thank you.
With the ushers,
for the many,
and
many
just
things
thank
you
God.
Have done.
Because there is no closed case
I have come
for you
to say
and your family. Rejoice in the Lord.
For the many, many things you have done, I have come to say thank you.
A shout of praise of hallelujah.
We believe you are blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.